This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pump Trend Pie. It's courtesy of Paul Garaventa, who said, "Remember, this country was built on stolen land. Celebrate with family, friends today, and be cognizant of our past." He said it on Thanksgiving.
Yes. But that holds true every day.
Still, it turns out
Founded
on stolen land.
You have pumpkin pie? Did you eat pumpkin pie?
I did. I ate some pumpkin pie. It was the hit. Everybody liked the pumpkin pie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Store-bought.
There you go.
A lot of store-bought food this year.
And I had a pumpkin pie that someone described as so rustic.
Rustic.
Yeah, it was so, and it wasn't even like in a way that was trying to be like an asshole. Like, whoa.
There were just like some twigs and leaves
they're just
in
like,
there.
This thing is rustic, man. It's like something out of the 1700s.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did you make it? Did it have bits of pumpkin?
No,
in there,
no. Or? It was like, it was a store bought one.
But it just felt rustic.
But the vibe was so rustic to this guy. So I was like, man, I just like when people really just commit to like a description like that, that like is just confusing to 99% of other people.
Yeah. Just feeling good and loose from all the turkey.
There's a wooden stirring spoon still in here. Ah, rustic. And a roof shingle.
The hat buckle.
And one of those big old shotguns that look like a trumpet on the end.
Those couldn't have been very accurate.
You were just spraying the fuck out of whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending. Apple is trending, and not because it's everyone's second favorite pie behind pumpkin.
Because I had a sugar bee apple.
Yeah, you did.
And Jack.
I was scared. Like you sent the box. I was nervously anticipating your review, and they lived up to the hype.
Yeah, it was wild too, because you missed Rowan, our guest on the other day, who's like literally wrote a book on apples. And
what?
I was like, yes, I was like, fuck. Man, Jack, it's like the absolute worst day. The apple momentum on this show
to keep us apart
was just way too strong. But anyway, Apple Computers, where Tim Apple, as we all know, is the CEO, they are basically, Elon is having a little argument over there. I think a lot of this happened after like rumors were swirling that Apple may, like there was a potential for it to be pulled from the App Store. And then he said, he tweeted, Apple has also threatened to withhold Twitter from its App Store, but won't tell us why. It's because of the unmoderated hate speech that is just flying through this app. That's why. That's what's going on. Yeah. And then it's been kind of a long back and forth. Like earlier or like late last week, he was like, you know, I could build my own phone anyway. And like all his fanboys were like, yeah, Elon, show him how easy it is to build a phone. Sir. Motherfucker can't even build a car that doesn't blow apart or drive over people. Like, let's take things one day at a time. But anyway.
I mean, please, though, that would be great if he just started focusing on building that phone and stopped retweeting with crying eyes emoji, crying laughter emoji, every right-wing talking point. That would be.
The other thing is so funny. Like, the fanboys are all like, dude, if Tim Cook does this and pulls Twitter from the Apple store, we're switching to Android. And my family is all Apple. We will do it. You're like, wow. Okay, good. Whatever you need. But like, I think now a lot of people are pointing the fact that it looks like very sloppy troll shit from Elon, where like a lot of people suspect that Apple came to him in private and was like, look, man, you got to like do something about the unmoderated shit or like we're not going to be able to fuck with you. And then turns into, yeah, they're actually full of shit, blah, 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 blah. It's wild because the other side of it, too, is Apple like already knows that the European regulations are much more strict than in the United States. And I think Apple's also like a lot of people are saying, like, Apple's also concerned with like running afoul of the like European
EU. Union. Yeah,
because they have legit laws that are like, no, this is illegal, like this app. So fuck out of here. So I don't know.
And their laws aren't just like, you know, you can't just rich guy your way out of their laws. It seems like, I mean, you probably can, but it's harder than in the United States.
Enough that American business people go, you don't want to mess with it. I wouldn't play with the European regulators if I didn't have to.
But I do feel like you could argue him into committing to something really. I guess people already have with the purchase of Twitter, but like he just seems like he's willing to be argued into, you know, a complete career digression by shit posters, essentially.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Keep shit posting. Get him to focus on making a bad phone. that bricks on everyone like his cars.
And get him to make another album or something. Just like get him like really energized in a way that it isn't gonna like fuck with people's day to day lives.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, new Elon SoundCloud single just dropped.
Yeah. And also, super producer Anna Hosnia pointed out that the Twitter Brussels office that dealt with EU regulations just closed, or, you know, everybody either got fired or quit. So
is it going to be the thing where you do like when it completely shits the bed, you're like, you see all the haters and like the regulator's office like tried to shut us down. So anyway,
right.
Yeah. Hey, y'all got like 40 billion I could borrow.
Right. Cocaine Bear is trending because there is a poster out about this meme.
People are that,
or I guess it was a true story. That became a meme.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it in its early phase when we first learned of cocaine, the bear who ate like a 180 pound bag of cocaine or some shit.
Yeah. So the extent of the story is that a cocaine smuggler dropped a bunch of cocaine out of a plane, leapt after it to try and recover it. His parachute malfunctioned, so he didn't make it. And then a bear found the just massive amounts of cocaine, ate a bunch of it, and died.
Yeah.
So that's the synopsis.
That's what we know about Cocaine Bear. Now, you know, fucking O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s in it. Kerry Russell, Jesse Tyler Frum. I'm like, I don't care. What about Cocaine Bear? Which is so wild. Because people, like, the fucking poster looks like a bear that is like a Marvel superhero that's a cocaine-powered bear.
Yeah, it's a bear in the midst of, like, the last run in Scarface, where he's, like, super-powered on cocaine and just, like, inhaling bullets. Like, just... unkillable.
It's so aggro. That's what I'm like, this fucking poster would have you believe it's about the coolest bear from 1986 in Miami.
Right.
Who was just like...
It also appears to, like, the idea is that the poster, he seems to have cocaine, like, bouncing off of him. So
or
it suggests
exploding
that,
off of... Who knows?
Yeah, exploding off of his fur. Like, it suggests that the cocaine literally landed on him and acted like gamma radiation did to the Hulk and just gave him powers.
Yeah.
Which...
are people going to be upset when they see that the film? That's what I'm like, I'm trying to understand what the excitement is, because I think most people are just excited for the idea of Cocaine Bear.
Right.
Just as a two-word combination.
It's a great two-word combination. One of our best, like one of the English language's best two-word combinations is Cocaine Bear.
Exactly. Like pizza party. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what? Okay. Cocaine Bear? Now that sounds like a cool bear. And are they just going to be so... That's what I'm like, I think people love the poster, love the idea, and it'll be one of those things like they watch and like, what the fuck is this about? Like, where's the fucking bear on cocaine? That's not, that's not until the third act.
Like, will they, do you think they'll fictionalize some like run that the bear went on before, like after eating the cocaine and before dying? Where,
but then Jack, the bear, is that even like, a movie?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it could be a cartoon or something, but the bear just like parties really hard for 48 hours.
Yeah, like then, suddenly, you're just watching, minding your own business, and then like the bear just sniffs a little bit of cocaine, and then this music like starts playing in the background. And you're like, what the fuck? The bear's starting to lift weights?
Yeah.
And how did it get a turntable? Okay. Anyway, that's honestly, that's a funny movie, but that's on the poster. So we'll fill in the blanks for those of you that go see it with your real eyes.
It does sound like it's just a subgenre of like a type of party monster that is like really not fun to be around. You know,
right.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy's actually a cocaine bear. You want to steer clear of him after midnight.
Yeah.
Things get weird.
You know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Fox News is going to fucking use that cocaine bear for like a Chiron for some stupid story of like Hunter Biden or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that shit.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Just to be like, they did it. They did it. Fuck it. Yeah. They did it.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. this is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano in Hawaii, is erupting for the first time since 1984. And local hazards include lava flows, ash and tephra fall, and heavy vog, which I guess is volcanic fog. I didn't know that was a thing, but everybody in Vogs. Hawaii,
okay,
stay safe out there.
Yeah, pictures look freaking out of this world when just out in your dark sky, this red light shooting up in the air.
Yeah.
Woo.
So there was a big box office story this weekend, two kind of big ones. One feels like bullshit. So a movie called Strange World came out, which was news to me. It is
news to me, too. Everybody.
A new Disney movie. They didn't promote it to the degree that I haven't seen a single thing about it mentioned anywhere. Like the first news I'm hearing about it is that it flopped.
Starring Jabuki Young White.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge Jabuki fan. I think I'm mostly aware of big tentpole things that are coming out. But yeah, fucking the Strange World thing, it really didn't enter my mind until I saw that clip we talked about on Trends last week, or I think it was my tweet last week, of like Jake Gyllenhaal making a bad joke during the junket. And I was like, what movie is this for? And I'm like, Jabuki? And then I'm like, what? Playing like the first like out gay character in a Disney film? And then we're just hearing about it now. And I think there are many theories that seem to make sense as to why it's flopping, aside from the obvious one being homophobia.
Right. But that, yeah, I mean, it's so tough with these and bros and things like that, where it's like, well, the marketing was bad, but I'm sure it will be used as an argument, both openly on Fox News, but also in
corporate
boardrooms. For
you
sure.
Go woke, you go broke shit. It's already, news at 11. Laura Ingraham's going to lead with it.
Yeah.
But you look at the amount of countries, though, that the film was outright banned in because of the LGBTQ themes in it. All of the Middle East, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, Turkey, Vietnam, East Africa, that's Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, West Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, the Maldives, Nepal, and Bangladesh. Jeez. And then Russia, obviously. They're saying, not given the geopolitical context, it was not submitted to Russia. But yeah, so I think what they're potentially, I think a lot of people were mentioning was like, well, China's a huge market. A lot of these markets are just closed off. Like, what's the point in advertising? But at this, you can still make money in these other places, Europe, the U.S. What the fuck?
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it always seems the argument against making progressive changes that would make you more money in Hollywood always seems to be like this self-fulfilling thing where they won't invest. They won't pull the trigger on a movie that doesn't star like a cishet white male, or they wouldn't for, 100 years. And then you see the Sony leak emails where they're like, yeah, Denzel just can't open a movie. We've never tried, but we're just worried about it. Glass Onion, on the other hand, which is the Knives Out sequel, had a $15 million opening, which is new for a Netflix release that is coming to Netflix in December, but it's
just around the corner.
It made $15 million. The previous high for a pre-streaming was Red Notice with 1.25 million. So it's a pretty large opening for something that's about to be on Netflix anyway. And they didn't even really release it very wide. So I don't know. That could
I didn't even
be
see Knives Out.
What's that?
I didn't even see Knives Out.
Yeah, it was fine.
I think everybody said it was like fun, or nobody said, no, don't watch it.
It was solid. It was just fine. And this one's supposed to be equally pretty solid. But I don't know. It does seem like, I don't know. I don't want movie theaters to die altogether. And I also don't want the only thing that happens there to be Marvel and DC movies.
Did you go to the superhero video hut?
Exactly.
We used to call those movie theaters or cineplexes in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, and which Spider-Man movie did they play on a loop there? None.
Anything like this where people actually went and saw a movie that people didn't think they were going to go see is, I think, good news. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that go to the movies.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
One thing about like with Strange World, the last time they had a movie, quote unquote, flop, a lot of people were like, well, Lightyear didn't do well, this, that, and the other. And I think a lot of people point to the fact that, like, at first, remember, it was contentious because there was like a gay kiss in it or whatever. And then
it happened in the background.
Like to satisfy the censors in China, like they were able to cut that out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and despite that, it still did bad. And I think with this one, they're just, a lot of people are saying, like, it's just inextricably just part of the plot here. Right. So there was just no way to please like these, you know, sort of backwards censors that are like, dude, what? He said what? And we got to get off fossil fuels? Oh, get the fuck out of here right now.
God, is that really how people took the flop of Lightyear? They should have just listened to me that it was
this was me reading a gnarly 2-star review from some neckbeard on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this one review from this asshole, TLDR, it's mid at best.
Right.
I'm not a right-leaning person at all. Which is why it
don't let the tactical gear and Oakley sunglasses with camo baseball hat fool you.
Yeah, he just said, which is why it pains me to actually see the quote woke liberal nonsense they love to talk about.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
It was a bad idea for a movie. Lightyear was a bad idea for a movie, guys. It was.
We all know that. Jack didn't know if it was about fucking Buzz Lightyear, about the character. It's about a movie within a movie. Look,
nobody knew that. It was like when it was first announced, we were like, but I don't understand. It's based on the real person that the toy is based on, but that doesn't. So will it be set in the 60s? Will it? What?
This is why Chappick went down.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
You never answered for that.
Anyways, I got a call with Iger, so we better wrap this up.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Biden Christmas is trending because he jumped the gun on Christmas.
According to Fox, these people are so fucking unserious and have nothing to do. I just want at 6 p.m., okay, on like whatever, the fucking Black Friday, I think it was. These people are like right before it. They lit up that motherfucking tree so quick, and they had the all-American tree lighting at Fox Square or whatever.
Yes.
And it was all this shit. People were like fake playing instruments like Pete Hegseth and shit. Like they were playing saxophones. They had carolers and a big ass nutcracker and a fucking Santa Claus. I was like, what's
this
that
is Fox
man's
News
name?
Did that.
This is Fox News. Look at this shit. They're playing. They're like they're fake playing saxophones because it's how over the top this like Merry Christmas bullshit is.
Straight up Santa Claus is there. There's a giant nutcracker.
Ho 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 in it. Then because like Joe Biden was also putting up like decorations and shit. 3 hours later at 10, their Chiron said Biden White House jumps the gun on Christmas. Shut up.
Yeah.
There's nothing even else to say. You know, like, just aside from just how stupid that shit is, they're like, the Christmas thing. The fact is, like, I'm pretty sure Biden says shit like he says the demonic phrase Merry Christmas or whatever. So they're having a hard time.
Yeah, they got to come up with something.
Yeah. So cool.
Cool, Fox. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, November 28th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.